that's hearing the message. Lagba Omer.
Sense of preparation for Matan Torah, for Shavuos. What are we celebrating on Lag BaOmer? What's the meaning of Lag BaOmer? So we know that it's called Simchas Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. What's the Simchas Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? The Pashtus is it was the day of his Torah, and it was the day when he was Magal a tremendous amount of Torah. And in general, we're celebrating the Torah of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. What it means to us, what that's what we have to understand, but that's what it is. It's the period that he gave over to us today. Tefillah also will speak about what's the Avodah Sayyam, but before the Avodah Sayyam, just understand the significance of the day. What's the significance of the Torah of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Okay, so let's speak a little bit about Torah, also about Matan Torah, and then we'll speak specifically about what he added to that. So Lamaisa, it's very interesting. The Zohar Yisrei, when he speaks about Matan Torah, so the Zohar says like this: says Kol Milu Milu, every word of the Aseres Adibros have a Malu B'chol Inun Taimen B'chol Inun Milun Zerin Igrin Einshin. It says over there that the words of Torah when they were given over, so they were full. What does it mean they were full? It says they were full of the reasons of Torah. It means that when Klai Yisrael heard it, they didn't just hear the words; they heard so much more. It says that the words were full, like an oitzer, this is Lashon, that they were full of meaning, of depth, of understanding, what's the reason, what's the deep reason behind it, what the mitzvahs do for you, what the mitzvahs taveris prevent you, what they protect you from. This is Lashon of Zeres HaMelech, also much longer. It says, Hani Asura Imrim Daraisa, these Aseres HaDibros, a cloth the whole Pkudei Araisa, the cloth of Kol Tarakulei, Kol of the Eilu V'Tata, it's the cloth of what's going on down here in this world, in the Olam Zalyanim, Kol of the Chol Asara Amirin, it's the cloth of the Asara Maimoris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. Then it continues, it says that all the secrets of the Torah were gonos in them, and it was open for the eyes of Klal Yisrael that they could see all the mitzvahs of the Torah and the reasons and the depths and the secrets and the hidden things. That's what the Zohar is mefarad. So, first, an interesting thing. This is the Zohar telling you what was going on in Matan Torah. But what? That's like just using it to point out. What's the Nekuda? The Nekuda is that we know that Torah has a tremendous amount of depth. Every bit of Torah we learn, so is the surface, the halachas, what it means, the dinim. And then there's more than that. There's the reasons. Also, that goes with understanding of the dinim, and then there's the significance in yonim. It's nageir to us a lot when it comes to yontif. The Shabbos comes, say what it means, that it's not just do's and don'ts. There's something more, there's meaning. And that's really what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai gave out to us. We don't realize how much we have from the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai because it came down through the Darius and our Abayim are teaching it to us. But really, that's what he did. He was megala a whole panim of Torah that is not there on the surface. And just like he's telling us about Matan Torah, specifically in these pieces that I'm reading, that he's telling us that when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah Matan Torah, it wasn't just, do this, don't do that. When the Yidden heard do something or don't do something. So they heard it with a tremendous depth. They heard it with understanding. They knew exactly why it is that Akash was in the Tzav, what he meant, what the connotations are. There's so much depth to every mitzvah. And that's something that was given over on Maimon Har Sinai. And that's what he came through the Deres to write for us and to give over to us, which the whole Sefer is about. It's a Sefer of explaining in all the stories of Torah, what to learn from them, the mitzvahs of Torah, the Yom Tovim. What do we get from it? That's what he gave us. But there's something a drop more. And that is, the Medrash says, in Shir HaShirim, there's a pasuk. It says, Yishakenim Nishikos Pil. That's at the beginning of Shir HaShirim, that we say that Klai Yisrael is asking again that they want to get Nishikos from the Piv Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is it referring to? Nishikos from the Piv Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, Om Rav Yochanan, that it's referring to Matan Torah. And it says, by Matan Torah, Malachai Yemotzi HaDibor Nolotnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll call Dibor the Dibor, Malach will take each Dibor, Umarzira HaKalecha Dechen Yisrael, Va'omeloi, Mekabel Atta Olecha Sadibor Hazeh. He said, are you willing to be Mekabel this Dibor? Kach v'kach Dinam Yeshboi, Kach v'kach Unshem Yeshboi, Kach v'kach Zeres Yeshboi, V'kach Mitzvahs, Kalas, Bamuras, V'chulu. And it says he went to every one of Klai Yisrael, and they said, hang, they won't be Mekabel. And then he says, Mekabel HaSal HaKusav and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you won't be Mekabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Elikim. They said, okay. It says, Niyad Chayim Noishke Al Piv. It says, the Malach was Noishikim Al Piv. He kissed him on his mouth. Then afterwards, there's another Lashon, Rabbon Namrim, that the Dibur itself spoke to the person, and the Dibur himself was Niyad HaDibur Noishke Al Piv. And so that's what the pasuk is referring to when it says Yishakenim Nishikas Pir. We're looking to get more Nishikas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we got from Matan Torah. What does this mean? What's it referring to? What's the muscle? What's the Ravon? And I think that here is the personal connection. This is the depths of when the Zohar says that there was depth, there was understanding. So what does that mean for us? Because when we understand something to the depth, it means that we're able to connect. A man in Sinai, every year, was able to connect to the Torah in a deep way because he saw it with depth, with the reality, with the depth of meaning. And when you didn't see something to the depth, so it goes into the neshama in a different way. And that's why Hashem, Shlomo HaMelech, described it as Neshikos Piyul, because it's something that it touched them. It was like getting a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they realized it was something that was talking to them, that was relating to them. And that's the depth that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai gave us. He gave us the ability to see, and we know that when you hear dinim very often, you know, it sounds very dry. When you hear a little bit of depth, a little bit of understanding and what's really going on, all of a sudden it talks to us, we relate to it. It's something that goes in, we feel that we're being touched in a personal way, in an intimate way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was connecting with us in a deep way. And that's what he gave us. He gave us down this ability to see the Torah in a different way and to connect with it. And I think this is a very important thing, the first step to know that this is what we're celebrating, that we have a Torah that's not just, you know, rules, words, do's and don'ts, something that has a depth, that's able to connect with us in a deep way. That's step one. But I think that there's another important clue, though, to point out. And that is, there's a pasuk, it's very interesting, the pasuk is in Malachim, the story of Eliyahu Navi, I'm sure everyone's familiar, that at some point Eliyahu Navi ran away, went out to the Midbar, and it says that he was upset with the fact that they were doing Averis, and he wanted help, he felt he couldn't help the situation. So it says over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to speak then. But it happened in a very interesting way. It says the Malach went in a cave, and the Malach came and he told him, Tzei v'amata v'ha l'fnei Hashem. Go outside and stand in front of Hashem, and Hashem will be over. And you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says like this. Ruach g'deilu v'chozeg n'chayar korim n'shabes l'amu. So it says that there came a strong wind, n'chayar korim n'shabes l'amu. Means a wind which was capable of breaking mountains and smashing rocks. What we would call a hurricane wind, a strong wind. But it says, Leid ruach Hashem. Hashem wasn't in that ruach. V'achar ruach rash. After that ruach was a tremendous noise. Leid barash Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't in that rash. V'achar rash, esh. After that loud noise came a fire.
Loi beish Hashem. Va'achar ha'esh kol demama daka. After the esh, then there was a small, still voice. Kol demama daka. And that was the voice of Hashem. It says, v'hi kishmael yov ha'yol kona ba'darta. When he heard that small voice, so he covered his face with his beged, and he stood there, and that's when Hashem spoke to him. What do you see from this story? You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megal himself in a very specific way. Kol b'mama daka. And that's what the Pasuk is pointing out. Le Beruach Hashem, Le Beish Hashem. The Ruach wasn't there, the Mikra. The Ruach came because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, he comes with a Ruach, with a Sarah. It's like a king. He comes with an entourage. All kinds of officers come in front of him. There's a big rash. And you see, it's the covet of the king. The king is there in the proximity, but it's not the king yet. You could see the covet of the king, but it's not the king himself. The Eish, the Ruach, the Kol, the Rash, it's there, it's the covet, but it's not yet Hashem himself. Hashem shows himself the Kol, the Mama Daka. So that's the question. Chazal is the question. It says on Har Sinai, there was a Kol Shofar, and there was a Kol Chazak. Le'yosef, the Gemara says, it was an unbelievably strong call, the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't sound like a call to Mama Daka. And Chazal had the answer. That was by Har Sinai, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu came before the Ba'atzmai. But after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't talk like that. It's not the same call of Har Sinai. Afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks like they shluchim, like they malachim, and then it's only a call to Mama Daka. Why am I emphasizing this point? Because it's important for us to know that as much as there's depth and there's what to be gained and there's what to see from the Torah, and we can connect to it, but it only presents itself as a kol demama daka. It's not something that's out there, it's not shouting, and there's a lot of kol, and there's a lot of rash, and there's a lot of ruach. But that's not where we're going to see the kol demama daka. That's not where we're going to feel the connection. We're going to feel the connection only if we can connect to that Kol Mama Daka, the voice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And that voice is still there. And when Parshim speak about it, Baron Kotler used to give shmuz and used to say, that Kol Mama Daka, he says, that's inside the Torah today for every person. When he learns Torah, if he learns Torah right, so then that he hears that voice talking to him. But it's a whisper. It's a small, it's a still voice. It's not a shout. And the reason it's important to know is because it requires us to look for it, and it requires us to search it out. Practically speaking, my attention, we talk about every year before Lag BaOmer, we go up to Miron. What are we looking for? Whatever it is that we're looking for, I think it has the same tzura. There's going to be Eish, Ruach, Rash, but Eish Hashem, and Loi B'Ruach Hashem, and Loi B'Rash Hashem. We're looking to find something else. We're looking for the Kol Mama Daka. We're looking for that internal experience. We're looking for something that talks to us, that's going to make us feel that we're connecting. And it's true about Lag BaOmer. It's true about life. It's true about our experience in yeshiva. There's all kinds of things going on in yeshiva. There's Kavalga things going on in yeshiva. There's a tremendous spirit. There's a tremendous rash. And it's all good. It's covered up there. You have to connect to something deeper. You have to be willing to look, to strain yourself, to see the Kol Mama Daka, hear that inside voice that talks to you, that you could feel that you're getting the Neshikas Pivshah for the struggle. There's something that's talking to you and connecting to you. And that's something that's there and it's available, but it's something we have to work for to get. And I think that, if you think about it, you know, we learn about the Mesiris Nefesh, we hear stories about the Mesiris Nefesh. I know that's another thing. Shem Baicho, what did he say about himself? He said about himself that he was connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. He didn't stop thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Katir, he was like tied in a knot with HaKadosh Baruch Hu his whole life. And that's what we hear about Anoshim B'Dolim, who they Mais and Nefesh V'Teru. What's the Pshat? What was it that made that? They had no serious Nefesh V'Teru that we don't have. They were smarter than us. They were smart. What's the... The word is, they heard this voice. That's the difference. They worked to hear. They were always connected with that Kol Mama Daka, that voice inside Torah, that voice that spoke to them. They felt that there was something talking to them. And that was something that they weren't going to let go. They weren't going to give it up, and they weren't going to let it be taken away from them. And that's why they were willing to be Mesa Nefesh, because it was something that was just part of the book all the time, about King Chayenu and what Torah does to us. And it always boils down to this, that we have to feel that talking to us and doing something to us in a deep way. And if we feel it that way, then we can understand that it's being mashlamas and we're growing from it because it's real to us. And that's what Rav Shimon bar Yochai did. He gave us the depth to be able to connect with it. And it's through that that he was Maisa Nefesh also. When we talk about the Perish about that, right? The things that he taught and the things that he wrote. I always speak about something that's always fascinated me, that when we talk about Torah, so our Rebbeim teach us Torah is the most important thing and gives us this and this. If you look in the Torah and you learn the Pesukim, it's Kamat not there. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Kamat not in the Torah. It says, if you buy the Bam, this Pesukim, you would expect that it would say Talmud Torah at least 5 times, 6 times, it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim, there are 50 times in the Torah is mentioned, it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim. It's not spoken about. And it always bothered me, like, you know, here it is, we're talking about Arabian teachers and about it's the truth, so why isn't it there? And the reason is, I think, someone has a better parent, I'm always willing to hear the truth. I always understood that the reason is because there are certain things you can't give over in writing. It was passed down from mouth to mouth, from heart to heart. That was part of the Torah Shebaal Peh, because it's something you can only teach. It's something that a father teaches a child and a mother teaches the child, and they give it over, and it's something that's given over from a Rebbe to a Talmud. It's that deep feeling inside. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the inside. That's the kishkas of the Torah. That's this cold among the back inside. And a person could go through his whole life, Shaka, and he cannot connect with it, and he cannot know that it exists. A person could look at Torah and say, yeah, it's nice, it's shmach, it's a book of rules, he gets some lumbus too along the way, and this, but it doesn't talk to him. And we have, unfortunately, loyalty, a lot of people that are like that. And I think that that's part of it. We have to know that's what Lag B'Omer is going for us, and we're going, and we're davening. So people always ask, what are we davening for? What is special? What are we davening for? I think that that's my opinion for davening for such a thing. That this Torah, that Shem Vayachai was Maisa Nefesh to give over to us, this deep understanding of Torah, which is what we connect with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should let us touch it, let us taste it, let us feel it. We have to really want it, and we have to be willing to do what we have to do for it, but we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us to make it happen. Help me discover it. I'm going to work hard, and I'm willing to do it, and I'm willing to look, and I'm willing to do what I have to do. But we need Siyata Dishmaya. And it seems that that's a proper thing to ask for. To ask that we should be able, just like the saying, Shereshim, Mishakim, and Mishikos Pil, we should be able to feel the Mishikos Pil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Torah, the depths of Torah that talks, that we should understand, what does it mean to me? When I learn how to Shabbos, I should get a feeling of what Shabbos is about, and it should talk to me. It shouldn't just be rules, do's and don'ts. It should be something I should understand what Shabbos is. When I learn Torah, I should feel the Chashivos of Torah. When I do mitzvahs, when I put on tefillin, whatever mitzvahs that I do, I should feel something, I should be able to connect with it. That's the depth that he was megalos of Shem Baruch Hu, and that's what we're davening for, that's what we could ask for, that a person should give us to feel a little bit so we could feel the Meshichas Pev also. And I think it's important to mention, that's a klal, we don't talk about it much, but it's very important, and it's nagei practically now. I just want to say, I think the Bachim don't understand when the yeshiva decides to take the yeshiva to Miron. It's not that, sit down, we're going, not so partial. And Hola sits and thinks about it. Is it Kedai? Isn't it Kedai? Because it comes with insaneness. It's not just that there's the Rash and the Eish, which have Shaykhis, you know, maybe to the Chitzinius of what's happening. But there's all kinds of things going on. And besides for the just the external, there's also insaneness, and it's not so partial. You think it's a pasha bazaar to go, it's not pasha. And yeshiva has an achrayas, and yeshiva takes the achrayas seriously to sit and think, yes to go, not to go. What's the best way to go, this time, that time, the other time, what's in the point? The point is that part of being able to hear the voice, part of being able to hear that kol d'mam medaka, is we have to make sure that we don't do things that take away our ability to hear those things. And it's something that we have to know also. That's also part of what was the scholar.
When we understood the Torah, we understood not only the gevalt, the positive things about Torah, which is all true, and that's the main thing, but we also understood that there were things that HaKadosh Baruch said that you have to be careful to make sure that they don't taint your taste, they don't take away your ability to tap to hear that. And there are things like that. And we have to be careful, we have to be willing to sacrifice and to work hard not to fall into those things, because then we will not be able to see. And that's the reality of the Torah. Avada, we have to taste, if we taste the positive and we see how baldic it is, so it makes it much easier to be able to do it, to be careful, but it has to be part of our life, it has to be something that we think about. When we hear halachas, we hear restrictions, can I get to this, to the trip, other things, Samo, around Yerushalayim, where can we go, where could we eat? Also, you should know, it's a shikul. Before someone gets up in front of the Olam and says that you can do this, and you can do that, you can eat this, you can't eat that, they sit and they think about it. What should I say, how much, what's right, what's wrong? It's serious, serious topics, and it's something that we have to be touched by, we have to feel that too, we have to connect with them, we have to make it part of our lives. Because that's what gives us the ability to have the positive. That's another thing I just wanted to put in there, because it's an important thing to know when we get it. So we'll get it practically when we go. No, we have to be careful too. Now I just want to end with a third thing. And this is also something that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai taught us, and I think it's Oil Al Kulam. It's really a part of what I was saying until now, but a specific prayer. We're going to go and we're going to sing. We're going to sing songs about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, right? Shachta, Shrecha. And I'm thinking, Shem Ba'echai, Shem Ba'echai. And it's all true. But he taught us something else. And that he taught us is the godless of every single individual. That when we're singing about Shem Ba'echai, we're not just singing about Shem Ba'echai. We're singing about ourselves too. It's true that he was great. But when it says that, you know, Nasa Adam, Nemar Recha, when it says that the Pasuk Nasa Adam was set on him, it doesn't really mean that it was only set on him. He was sent on us too. He was the epitome of that Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about. But we were also part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Briah, and it was sent on us also. And any Maila that he had was shaykh to us too, maybe not in the same degree. But if we're thinking about him being great, so we're missing the boat. We have to think about us being great, and our potential to be great as well, because when he was Magala, this chiluk of Torah, part of that chiluk of Torah is the gadlus and everything we know about the nesham of a person and how much it's capable of and how much it connects and what a person can do with his mitzvahs and with his Torah and how much he can be matar himself and how much his nesham can be mashed in his goof, all these things we talk about, he was the one who taught it to us. And so that's also part of what we're celebrating, the simcha that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megal to us what we are. He was megal to us what we are. And so when we're being sameach with him, with his simcha, it's our simcha as well. And you can't forget this, if you go and you think it's only your simcha, so then again, we're missing out on something that we could grow from. And this is part of the hachana for Kabbalah Sakhaya, is that we should know that it's us also who are shy to this. And we're seeing about his godless and what the Torah did for him, so we have to think about ourselves and think that it's shy to me as well. And then when I stand and I daven, like we said, and we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should help us and he should give us the ability to connect with it, it shouldn't be just, oh yeah, it's a nice thing that he has, we should also get a little bit. No, no, we should also be able to say that they should say on us, Nasa Adam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Nasa, he meant us, every single one, no less. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every single person, he created Adam Rishon with all the Sharashim for every single person. And it's shaykh to us too. And so Mitzvah, that should be the feeling that we have. We should have the feeling that we're going in Yusamech, in what he taught us, that it's Nageh to us. And that means that we have potential, and we should grow, and Mitrech El Simcha, it should be with a tefillah, that it's something that we should tackle, connect to in a serious way. And we should feel the Meshikos Pim, we should know that we're capable of feeling that too. We're capable of the same hagosha, the same connection. And when we connect with it, we should also be willing to be mice and nefesh the way they were, because it's something that's so clear to us that we need this, this is so good for us. And we should be willing to do what we have to do to be able to connect. And of course, the kaka, the makabla, feel us, and give us the ability to happen, to understand our own godless and our own capacity, and to be able to help us to taka, bring it to fruition, and to taka, take us to Mount Terra, and we should be zeichah for the value of Mount Terra together.
Thank you.